Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a message that will save you money. Next Thursday morning, at every store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window, Rexall's world-famous one-cent sale begins. The sale advertised this week in five big national magazines. From then on, Thursday through Monday, April 24th, you can buy two regular guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one, plus 1 cent. Here's how it works. For example, the Rexall price of Rexall's famous mouthwash, MI31, is 69 cents. During Rexall's 1 cent sale, you get two bottles for 70 cents. That's right. Just a penny more buys twice as much. Now, this offer of two for the price of one plus a penny applies to exactly 426 items. All the way from vitamins to toothpaste, from cold cream to iodine, from mineral oil to rubbing alcohol. And what's more important, these are Rexall products. And you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Mr. Scott is having a birthday party today for his youngest daughter. The Harris children have been invited, and Alice is briefing them on their behavior.
Now, children, when you go to the party this afternoon, I want you to behave yourselves.
We will, Mommy.
Remember your manners. Be polite.
Yes, Mommy.
And above all, if they serve anything to drink, be careful not to spill it.
Don't worry, Mommy. This morning I'm as steady as a rock.
Bill, this is a children's party, and you're not going.
But, Alice, I...
Stop pouting and take off your Hopalong Cassidy suit.
But, honey, I've got to go along to protect the girls. After all, there are going to be boys at the party, and they're liable to play kissing games. And I got to be there to stop them.
Phyllis, we better have a talk with Father. He ain't with us.
Phil, don't be silly. There's nothing to worry about. Our girls are much too young to be interested in kissing boys.
We better have a talk with Mother, too.
All right, young ladies. You're only 7 and 5, and you have plenty of time to kiss boys.
Daddy, how old were you when you kissed your first girl?
32. Months, that is. That was just kid stuff. I got my first real kiss when I was 14. She was 12. And what a kiss. If you look closely, you can still see the scar.
What scar?
My lower lip got caught in her braces. They had to operate to pry me loose. I'll never forget.
Oh, never mind. Phil, before the party this afternoon, I'll have to go out and get a present for Mr. Scott's daughter. What shall I get? A doll or a paint set or a book?
Honey, please. This is for Mr. Scott's daughter. He's an executive at Rexall, and we got to impress him. Now, we got to give the child something different, yet useful.
Like what?
How about a 5-pound box of money?
Darling, don't you think that might be a little ostentatious?
Not if we use small bills. It's important that I impress Scotty. Don't you realize... Uh-oh, I'll get that.
Oh, good morning, Harris.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Scott, my favorite employer. Come on in.
Well, I'm not dressed properly. I'm wearing a sport shirt that's open at the neck.
Don't be silly, Mr. Scott. You look impeccable. Now, come on in. Gee whiz, I love that sport shirt. And I'm crazy about that Angora sweater you have under it. It's so soft and silky.
Stop fondling the hair on my chair.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Scott. Gee whiz. I could have sworn it was a gray Angora sweater. What's on your mind, Mr. Scott?
Well, I had a puppet show lined up for the children's party today, but at the last minute, the man backed out. I thought maybe you could help me find somebody.
Oh, that won't be necessary. You see, I could come over and sing for the kiddies, or hadn't you thought of that?
No, I hadn't. And let's keep it that way. I want some good entertainment.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Harris. I hope you'll pardon my casual appearance.
Well, I think you look very nice. That's a beautiful shirt. And I love that Angora sweater you're wearing under it.
Honey, it ain't a sweater. It's a painting of Gabby Hayes.
Yes. I dropped over to see you people because you're in show business. Now, Mrs. Harris, I need somebody to entertain at my daughter's party today, and I thought you could help me.
Oh, well, I'd like to help you, Mr. Scott, but I don't do that anymore. You see, I haven't entertained at parties since I worked for Rudy Valley. He used to rent me out for weddings, picnics, clam bakes, and office Christmas parties.
Well, I don't expect you to entertain, Mrs. Harris, but I thought you and Mr. Harris might know something.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Scott, while I answer the doorbell. Oh,
don't bother, Harris. I'm closer. I'll answer it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, you must have had a rough night, kid. You look horrible.
Remley, I am not Harris.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Buy One and you get another for just a penny more. So... Hi, Scotty. Yeah, hey, it's a nice shirt you're wearing. But that thing underneath...
It is not an Angora sweater.
I didn't think it was. I know what it is. It's a wet poodle.
I've talked to you before about showing a little more respect for Mr. Scott. From now on, be nice to him.
Okay. Mr. Scott, I'm very glad to see you. Makes me feel good to see your happy face.
It isn't happy. I feel miserable.
All right, then. It makes me feel good to see your miserable face.
Remley, do me a favor. The Mexican army needs men. Now, as I was saying, Mrs. Harris, about the entertainment, I'd like to get
someone... I don't like your attitude. I came here as
Remley,
a friend.
Remley, I'm sure you came from a nice family. I know your mother gave you a good upbringing. She taught you politeness and good manners, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Then I'll thank you to shut your big fat mouth while I'm talking. It's important that I find an entertainer for my daughter's party.
Well, look no further, Scotty. That's right up my alley.
Well, I'll remember that. And if I ever throw a party in an alley, I'll call you. I'm looking for a good entertainer who can amuse the children.
Why don't you get Boo Boo Laverne?
Who is Boo Boo Laverne?
Only the best bubble dancer that ever appeared at the Burbank. She works with two bubbles.
Frankie, and... please. Boo Boo works with three bubbles.
Gentlemen, I wish you wouldn't hold your distasteful discussions in front of me. I don't care whether Boo Boo uses two or three bubbles or four.
She never uses four bubbles.
She did the night I was there.
No.
Scotty. Hey, Scotty, I've got an idea. Maybe you don't want me to entertain at the party, but how about Alice? She's got a lot of talent. Hey, you ought to hear this kid do barnyard imitations. Go ahead, show him, Mirandy.
Cluck, cluck, nay, nay, and oink, oink.
I told you this kid had talent.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Stand back while I give you my imitation of a Nickelodeon.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
Put another nickel in and watch your favorite music begin. Favorite songs we used to know have that nostalgic glow. It's music.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music,
music, music.
Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So
put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, 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 music.
Scotty, I got another idea that you've got to go for that party. Why don't you show the kids a movie?
Well, that's an excellent idea, Harris. What movie would you suggest?
Well, how about the picture I just made at 20th Century Fox? It's called Wabash Avenue, and girls don't miss it because it's in Technicolor, and you haven't lived until you've seen Phil Harris and all the beauty of his natural pigmentation. Yes.
All right.
Now get to the theater early and remember, bring soft sandwiches because there'll be no popcorn sold during any of my scenes.
Harris, I don't want to see your picture.
But it's a great picture, Mr. Scott. Alice saw it and she can tell you. Go ahead. Go ahead, love. Tell him about that Wabash Avenue.
Very well. Wabash Avenue is the best picture I've seen since Lillian Russell. A photo play in which I star.
Yeah, I know. But tell him all about Wabash Avenue. See,
it's very similar to Alexander's Ragtime Band, which happened to be my greatest triumph.
Wabash Avenue.
Yes. In Alexander's Ragtime Band, I gave a performance that is still talked about throughout the civilized world because...
Wabash Avenue! Tell him how good I was.
Phil Harris, you're a ham.
You ain't no lamb chop yourself.
Please, both of you have undoubtedly made the greatest pictures in the world, but I don't want my kids to see them. I mean, I want them to see a child's picture, one of the things that Disney makes, like Cinderella.
Disney? Wait a minute, I got an idea. I can get a print of Cinderella. I know Disney personally.
How well do you know Mr. Disney?
I know him well enough to call him by his first name. Herman.
His name is Walt.
Oh. No wonder he never answers me.
God, I have to know Walter very well, and he'll do anything that I ask him, and I guarantee to get you a print of Cinderella for your part.
Well, that's very nice of you, Harris, and please have the picture over at my house at 2:00. And remember, I'm counting on you, so don't let me down.
Don't worry, it'll be there. Hey, that'll get me in good with Scotty. I'll just go in and call Disney and tell him to send the picture right over.
But, sir, you don't know Mr. Disney that well. He probably won't even talk to you.
Oh, honey, please. Me and Herman are just like this. What are you talking about? Just wait till I go in and call. And you said Disney wouldn't talk to me.
You mean you reached him?
Yes.
Did you ask for the picture?
Yes.
What'd he say?
No.
Well, you did it again, Curly.
Yeah. Now the kids are going to be disappointed.
Why do they have to be disappointed? They can still see Cinderella.
How?
We'll act it out for them.
Francis, that is a capital suggestion. We can do a bang-up job.
For sure we can. Curly, you can be Cinderella. Alice can be Princess Charming. Willie and me can be your stepbrothers, and we'll get whoever else we need for the other part.
Phil is going to play Cinderella?
We have to do it that way. We have too many men actors, so we'll do the male version.
Yeah.
I'll start writing the script right now.
And I'm going to help you.
Now, wait a minute. Do you fellas know the story of Cinderella?
No, we know the story.
Silly girl. Why, honey, everybody knows the story of Cinderella in Wonderland.
Cinderella in Wonderland?
Well, sure, that's where she met the Jabberwocky.
Well, what is a Jabberwock?
Well, thanks for asking that, dear. I was wondering how I was going to get into this sterling number.
One time there was a mountaineer who felt so mighty brave that he took his trusty gun and went to a dark, dark cave. The reason for his venture was a story that he'd heard about a bad, ferocious creature called the Jabberwocky Bird. Now, when he got into that dreary cave, our hunter saw a sight. The Jabberwock had seven heads, and each one was a fright. He turned around and headed home, or running all the way. To all the folks who waited there, the mountaineer did say, "'Twas really again the slyly toast did gyre and gimble in the wave. Old Mimsy were the four ropes and the mommy mass out grave. Oh, grab your stay, kalookalay, and from your spander snatch. My aim was spoiled by seven heads, but that bird I will catch. Then back again into that cave that mountaineer did go. But how he'd finally get the bird, he really didn't know. This time the mountaineer was armed with knives and traps and bait. He had to catch that Jabberwock or meet a sorry fate. Inside the cave, that gruesome bird confronted him once more. The mountaineer had seven fits and fell to the floor. He offered up a hasty prayer and murmured, "It's the end." But seven Jabberwocky heads said, "Can't we please be friends? We'll brilly gin the slimy toes and gyre and gimble in the wave. We'll mimsy in the board groves and the mommy brass hot grave. We'll grab your stay, kalookalay, and from your span to snatch." The mountaineer said, "You mean we're pals?" And seven heads said, "Natch." The mountaineer just shook his head. He couldn't trust his ears. The Jabberwocky's seven pairs of eyes were filled with tears. The ugly bird broke down and sobbed, "The witch made me like this. And Jabberwocky I must be until a man I kiss." The mountaineer could not resist that bird's unhappy plea. He bravely puckered up his lips and said, "You'll soon be free." He kissed and seven heads became just one of golden curls. The ugly Jabberwock was then the prettiest of girls. They brillied in the slimy toes and gyred and gimbled in the wave. They mimsied in the board of groves and the mommy rats out grave. Oh, grab your stay, kalookalay, and from your spander snatch. That couple now have seven kids. That is quite a bag.
But, Harris, you promised to get the movie of Cinderella. I'm not going to let you people act it out.
But, Mr. Scott, we got a part in the play for you.
I don't care if you have a... You got a part for me?
Sure, Scotty, you play my stepfather.
Well, don't stand there, Mrs. Harris. Set the scene.
All right. Quiet down now, children. Quiet, please. Quiet. Quiet. We have a treat for you, children. We're going to enact our version of Cinderella. Mr. Harris plays Cinderella. And as the scene opens, we find him on his knees in front of the fireplace, scrubbing the floor.
Wow. Woe is me. Scrubbing the floor is so rough on my hands. I wish they'd give me a brush. My stepfather makes me do all the work, and all he does is yell at me, and beat me, and kick me. Sometimes I get the impression he doesn't like me. Oh, here comes stepfather now. Hello, stepdaddy dear.
Shut up.
Gee, he talked to me. I think he's beginning to like me.
Where are your stepbrothers, Francis and William?
They're in...
Shut up! Francis, William, where are you?
Here we are. Hello, Father.
Hello, son.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello. Oh. This one I will not call son. Blasphemy.
Father, I shall need money for a new dress suit for the ball at the palace tonight.
Certainly, son. Anything your heart desires. And Francis? Francis? Is there anything you'd like?
Just a little better reading on your part.
And you, stepson, I'm in a generous mood, so if there's anything you want, just name it.
Well, I...
Shut up!
Fine part I got. Every time I open my mouth, he says, shut up! So mean to me. All I ever get around here is leftovers. Food, clothes. It's always leftovers.
Shut up! Oh, I'm so excited, Father. When I get to the ball tonight, I'm going to ask the Princess Alice for her hand.
I'm going to ask for her heart.
At last, I get some good leftovers. Father, can I go to the ball tonight? You guys are a little late getting that last joke, ain't you?
You can't go anywhere. You're just an ugly duckling. Now, get back to your work. Now, come on, boys. Let's prepare for the ball. As for you, Cinderella...
I know. Shut up. They'll call me an ugly duckling now, but they'll change their tune when I grow up to be a wild goose. Gee whiz, if I only had pretty clothes and a coach to take me to the ball. Oh, isn't there somebody who can help me? Oh. Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother, Max.
This is a fairy godmother.
You said it, Mac. What's on your mind?
Fairy godmother, I want to go to the ball tonight, but I have nothing to wear.
You just come to the right guy, Wonga. What kind of outfit do you want?
Well, I'll need a tuxedo, new shoes, and a coat.
Okay, I'll put the double whammy on you. Bend over and I'll tap you with my magic wand. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. A tux and shoes for this here schmo.
I'll be darned. He did it. Oh, gee, look at my suit. It's beautiful. And look at my slippers. They're made of glass.
Of course. Now get going.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
What a feat!
All right. One thing I can't stand, it's a wise fairy godmother.
Hold still, I'll give you another pair. There. Now get going. Remember, you'll have to be back at the stroke of midnight.
Why?
That's when the rental on the tuxedo is up. Otherwise, your friendly fairy godmother tuxedo shop will charge you for another day. Have a good time, Mac.
Ah, you dance divinely, Princess Alice.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. We've been dancing for hours, but I don't know who you are. What's your name?
Cinderella. But my father calls me Shadup.
I beg your pardon.
I said Shadup.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't ask you nothing.
Then why did you tell me to shut up?
That's my name.
What's your name?
Shut up!
Hey, shut up yourself!
At last she called me by my name.
You're the most fascinating man I ever met, and I want you to marry me.
Oh, but I can't, Princess Charming. I can't. Don't you see, I'm a poor man. I haven't any money. I'm broke.
I'm loaded.
I know, I read it in Winchell's column. Fine thing when you have to tell him before your own husband. It's community property, you know. Ah, Princess, I would like to tell you just how wonderful you are. How much? Hark. The chimes are striking midnight. I must flee. Goodbye, fair princess. I must away.
But Cinderella, don't go. Wait. He's gone. Now I'll never know who. What's this? He dropped his slipper. I shall search the kingdom until I find the dainty foot that fits. This 13 triple E. Oh, I've searched every house in the kingdom, but there's no success. This is the last place.
And try the slipper on my foot, Princess.
Very well. No, it doesn't fit. Now may I try it on you, sir?
Yeah, if you want.
There. Why, the shoe fits you.
Yeah. I don't like the style. You have the same thing in an open-toe pump with high heels?
But I tell you, it fits.
Don't high pressure me. I saw something in I. Miller's I like better.
Wait. Wait, it's too big for you two.
Yeah. Now try it on me, Princess.
Very well. Sorry, doesn't fit. Your foot is much too small.
But how can that be? I've always had the biggest feet in the kingdom.
Now try it on me, Princess.
Oh, you're much too small to fit this slipper, but I'll try it. Why, it fits.
Well, how come it fit me last night and this morning it fits him?
Simple. While yours was asleep, I changed feet with yours. Come, Princess, let us away to your palace and count your money.
Now, wait a minute, fairy godmother. You can't...
Shut up!
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment, but first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you're looking for a painless way to lower your cost of living, let me remind you that the easiest method I know is only 3 days away.
You mean Rexall's 1 cent sale?
I do, ma'am, because it's a nationwide opportunity to save. Everywhere in the country, wherever you see the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and the following Monday, are the miracle days when you get 2 fine-quality, guaranteed Rexall products for the price of 1 plus 1 cent.
Exactly how does that work?
Well, take our 100-tablet bottle of Rexall aspirin for an example. Ordinarily, it sells for 49 cents, but during the 1 cent sale... you get 2 bottles for 50 cents.
Why, that means a penny more buys twice as much.
Exactly, ma'am. What's more, you'll find exactly 426 of these twin bargains in our stores, Everything from Rexall Milk of Magnesia to Rexall Stork Nursing Bottles. From Rexall Foot Remedies to Rexall Vitamin Products.
Then I'm saving my pennies for Thursday.
And save a lot of them, ma'am, for every one of them doubles your buying power. Best of all, you'll be getting Rexall products, and you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.
Remember, next Thursday begins the four biggest bargain days in the year, Rexall's world-famous nationwide one-cent sale. The sale advertised this week in five big national magazines. The sale where you get two top-quality guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus 1 cent. Remember, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the following Monday, look for the store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. And then step inside and buy twice as much for just a penny more.
Next, Sam Spade, then Richard Todd and Great Expectations on NBC.